ओम ज्ञानति निबंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh, I lost the place. Ah, here we are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Hari Hey! Oh, my Lord, Hari. Bhajane Utsaha. Enthusiasm for devotional service. Bhajan specifically refers to the activities of hearing about, chanting about the Supreme Lord. All the activities of direct devotional service that are meant for one's own personal cultivation. Hearing and chanting about Krishna, studying Shastra, discussing with devotees about Krishna consciousness, then worshipping the deities, these are all activities of bhajan. But especially, it means hearing and chanting. In Bengal, when two Vaishnavas meet, usually when people meet they say, how are you? But Bengali Vaishnav culture is, they say, not how are you, but how is your bhajan? Apni ki bhajane kushale achan? Are you going on nicely in your bhajan? So bhajane utshaha, and utshaha means enthusiasm. This is the first principle of success in any endeavor. There must be enthusiasm in any endeavor, whether it's devotional service, business, women hunting, whatever activity you do, there must be enthusiasm to be successful. Yes. Prabhupada has explained this in some degree in his Nectar of Instruction commentaries. So what kind of enthusiasm? Enthusiasm can also be produced by the mode of passion. Just like that example, enthusiasm for business, enthusiasm for sense gratification, this is enthusiasm produced of the mode of passion. Sense gratification. Enthusiasm in devotional service is of a different category. That enthusiasm is based upon knowledge that I'm not this body, I'm spirit, soul, eternal servant of Krishna, and Krishna consciousness is all that there is. There's nothing beyond this. Everything else is useless. So that enthusiasm is generated by our purified consciousness. That first understanding, I'm not this body, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Later, as one becomes more advanced in devotional service, then the enthusiasm becomes generated from a better and better platform. On the platform of pure love, we become enthusiastic to serve Krishna just because thinking, Krishna will be pleased with this. Let me make a flower garland for Krishna because Krishna will be pleased with this. Let me go out and distribute books because Krishna will be pleased with this. So that enthusiasm, that is on the completely pure platform. Now, in the beginning stages, of course, we may have so many contaminations. But we should have firm faith that Krishna is our very best friend. Krishna, Suhrit Satam, he is the very best friend of the honest devotee. Who can be a better friend than Krishna? Can you imagine someone who you're rude to, you reject, and you neglect? Neglect. Rude to, reject, neglect. Now, if someone has very good qualities, even if someone rejects him or is rude to him, still, he'll try to do good for them. If someone has very good... if someone is rude to you, the usual reaction is, I don't care for him. I hate you. Someone may say, I hate you. Well, I hate you too. You go to hell. You go to hell too. I'll go to a different hell to you. So, someone who's very tolerant, even if someone is rude to him, alright. But, if someone is repeatedly neglecting you, rude to you, you don't take much interest in that person. So this is our position, we are neglecting Krishna. Krishna is trying in so many ways to bring us to him. He comes personally and speaks Bhagavad Gita as it is. He gives all these scriptures in the form of Ved Vyas. Maya mugdha jiva nahi shatta Krishna gyan tatapi Krishna dilo ved puran. It's automatically the jiva is covered by Maya. They don't know about Krishna. Therefore, jivere kripa kaila Krishna ved puran. Therefore, Krishna very kindly gave them the shastras. Krishna, the conditioned souls, they cannot understand about Krishna. So Krishna very kindly in the form of Ved Vyas has given all these shastras just so that we can understand Krishna. And Krishna sends acharyas who go door to door, house to house, place to place, telling us, chant Hare Krishna. Krishna comes in the form of His holy name. Kali kale naam rupe Krishna avatar naam hoiti hoi sarva jagate nishta. In this Kali Yuga, Krishna, the incarnation of Krishna is in the form of His holy name. And this holy name is so nice that the whole world can be delivered simply by chanting. Krishna is so kind to us. And what is our reaction? Don't care. What is that, Hare Krishna? Stop it. Ban it. Don't allow it. All these bad things they're teaching. Don't eat meat. Don't drink vodka. They're spoiling our Russian culture. Our very noble way of life that we have been practicing. Our forefathers were drunkards. My father was a drunkard. My grandfather was a drunkard. My great-grandfather was a drunkard. This is a very noble tradition. Why should they stop this? Stop this Hare Krishna movement. It's very dangerous. So we are rejecting Krishna. But still, Krishna is not rejecting us. He's always trying to bring us back to Him. So why should we not be enthusiastic to serve Him? First thing, we must be enthusiastic. And if you don't feel enthusiastic, then just pretend to be enthusiastic. If you don't feel like dancing in kirtan, what should I do? You dance in kirtan anyway. Even mechanically, you just force yourself. And after some time, you feel it's very nice. Oh, very nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then you start to feel, oh, Krishna consciousness, very nice. Sometimes you see even devotees, they're walking around as if they have a big black cloud over their head. As if the whole world is like a Russian winter. The whole world is like a Russian winter. Horrible. Cold and dark and nasty. The whole is as if... What to do? What should I do, Prabhu? What should I do? Chant Hare Krishna! Jump! Don't jump too high. It's only a wooden ceiling. Otherwise you may jump up, make a hole in the ceiling and come and make a hole down here too. Everyone else except, what's your name? Genio. Yeah, everyone else except Genio should jump as high as they can. They should make one special space here for him. So, chant and dance and be happy. That is Prabhupada's instruction. Everyone should follow Prabhupada's instructions very seriously. So, one of Prabhupada's most important instructions is chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So, in this movement, being unhappy is against the rules. You're not allowed to be unhappy. It's a very serious offense. If anyone is unhappy, you should punish him. And the punishment is, you should give him 20 gulabjamun. With plenty of juice. And then throw him in the kirtan. And force him to dance. So anyway, everyone should be enthusiastic. Don't be unenthusiastic. Utsahan nischayad dharyat. But that enthusiasm, that should be tempered by determination and patience. Bhajane utsaha bhaktite vishas. Vishas, vishvas means faith. Determination is based on faith. So that enthusiasm is based on the faith that Krishna is my very best friend. So I should be determined to serve Him. Not that if I can't eat 20 gulabjamans every day, then I should stop serving Him. We have to be determined to serve Krishna in all circumstances. So we should study Shastra to understand why we are doing what we are doing. And get inspiration from the great devotees. You may think, oh, I have so many problems. So difficult. Actually, there's no difficulty. The difficulty is only our imagination. There's no difficulty to chant Hare Krishna. There's no difficulty to dance. There's no difficulty to take prasadam. That everybody knows, we don't have to say. But there's no difficulty. Only in our imagination. And if we think there's any difficulty, then we should think of Prahlad Maharaj. Now, if we think I'm having difficulty, are we having as many difficulties as Prahlad Maharaj? That just because he was chanting Hare Krishna, they wanted to kill him. His own father wanted to kill a five-year-old boy. So we should take inspiration from Prahlad Maharaj, from Prabhupada. Prabhupada went through so many difficulties to set up this Krishna consciousness movement. He went through so many difficulties. He was so merciful, so kind to us. The fact that we are able to sit here today and chant Hare Krishna is all Prabhupada's mercy. He went through so many difficulties. He never gave up. He was fully determined. Let me sacrifice this life so that others can chant Hare Krishna. So we should be determined to stick to this Krishna consciousness process. That means our enthusiasm should be sustained by determination. That means not enthusiastic for a few days only. Sometimes you see people, they're chanting in the kirtan very enthusiastically, or they may be doing a lot of book distribution. And then you come back after a few days and you say, where is Bhakta? Where is that devotee? Oh, I don't know. He didn't see him. He left. He blooped. You know this word, blooped? You don't say that in Russian? That word didn't come in Russian? Space out, bloop, far out, these are all... This Prabhupada said, when someone leaves the Krishna conscious room, they bloop. The sound of a stone falling in water goes bloop. The Prabhupada word, he goes bloop. Don't see anymore. So don't bloop. Don't bloop. Yet bloop. No blooping. Don't go down. Go up. Up, up, up. Steadily, steadily, steadily. Or even if you don't feel you're going up, just stay in this movement. Even if you don't feel you're going much up, stay in this movement. Just anyway, whatever the difficulty is, stick. There may be so many difficulties. Living in the ashram means we're crammed all together in one room, so many devotees. And guaranteed, in every ashram, there's someone who always, he acts in such a way that everyone feels a little disturbed. At least one person. You can't find your underwear, where is it? Oh, he's wearing it. Oh, it does so many funny things. You talk up till 2 o'clock in the morning. Prabhu, I want to go to sleep. No, no, I'm talking about Krishna. Or someone is snoring and you can't sleep. Rapid gonka. Is that it? Rapid. Sometimes it's very difficult. Someone snores, you have to go 500 meters away. Then you see the devotee in the morning and he said, I couldn't sleep properly at night. He tells you. But you couldn't sleep properly because you heard him sleeping very nicely all night. So there may be so many difficulties. Most of the difficulties are caused by our mind. There are certain physical difficulties also. Taking bath in the very cold water, especially in winter, is difficult. But I'll tell you the secret of taking cold bath in the winter. The secret is, as soon as you wake up, immediately get up. Don't think about anything. Just get up, offer your obeisances, chant Hare Krishna. Brush your teeth, do everything very quickly. Then get a bucket of cold water and throw it over your head. Don't think about it. Don't think it's going to be nasty. If you start thinking about it, you won't do it. You just have to just get up and do it. And the best thing is to get one whole bucket all at once. Then you can just boom, throw it. Then it's all over. Just dry yourself and then it's time to chant Hare Krishna. This is the secret. Of course, now I took sannyas. They usually make hot water for me. So now I took sannyas, I'm enjoying sense gratification. It's just like someone put... A yogi performs tapasya, then he can enjoy in the heavenly planet. So he spends some years as a brahmachari. Then you can be a sannyasi and you can enjoy life. The only thing is, you get all these cakes and things and so many things. You get so many cakes and so many different things. The only thing is that by the time you're old enough to take sannyas, your digestive system is already finished. Because you ate so many gulab jamuns, you can't digest anything else. So they bring all these cakes and all you can eat is some boiled soup. So my advice is, while you're young, eat gulab jamuns. Prepare yourself for going back to Godhead. And when you go back to Godhead, you can live with Krishna and steal Krishna's gulab jamun. You know that? The cowherd boys, they steal Krishna's lunchbox. Don't do that now. Don't steal Krishna's food now. Prabhupada, he sometimes used to do that. One time he was standing in front of the altar, Radha Landanishwar in London. And the pujari just brought the offering. Prabhupada said, give me that sweet. Don't imitate. That is Prabhupada. He can steal Krishna's sweets. You can't. If you do it, you go to hell. You can steal them after they're offered. Just like you know these Simply Wonderful. You know the sweets, Simply Wonderful? So Prabhupada was distributing them once to all the devotees. So one devotee, he took the sweet and he put it on the side and he offered his obeisances to Prabhupada. And when he got up, the sweet wasn't there. And he looked. He looked and there's a devotee smiling at it. He said, Prabhupada, he stole my Simply Wonderful. Prabhupada said, he is very intelligent. So we should remain determined that I must go back to Godhead. I must go back to Godhead because I have to steal Krishna's lunchbox. And even if I have to take 10 million cold showers in the Russian winter, I must go back to Godhead. What does it matter if we have a little austerity? If at the end we're going to go back to Godhead. That, Prabhupada quoted this verse many times, those cowherd boys who are playing with Krishna, wrestling with him, jumping on his back, imitating frogs with him. I saw in Nizhny Novgorod, the Gurukul boys, imitating frogs. Nagushkam. So that's natural, young boys. Krishna also in his childhood imitates the jumping of frogs. So how could the cowherd boys do that? How could they attain such a position? Sakam vijahru krita punya punjaha. Only because they executed many, many pious activities over many, many lifetimes. So we should be determined. Don't go away. Don't stay. Don't go away. Stay, don't leave. Stay in this Krishna consciousness movement. Just go on with these activities. Rise early in the morning. Chant your rounds. Take darshan of the deities. Help spread this Sankirtan movement. Krishna will help you. He wants to help you. He's your very best friend. Patience. Next quality, patience. Prema labhe dharja dhan. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, dharja dhan means patience is like a great treasure. Patience is like wealth. Devotees, we don't have many possessions. But our real wealth is our Krishna consciousness. So this patience is a very important quality. So many times devotees come and say, well, I don't think I'm advancing quickly enough. Yeah. Just be patient. Don't expect everything's going to happen in one day. Be confident that Krishna will surely help us. That if I simply go on with my duties in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will surely help me. Even more advanced devotee, he's not impatient. That will I go back to Godhead or not? Why am I not becoming more advanced? He doesn't become in anxiety about these things. He just thinks, let me serve. Let me do my service. And Krishna, as and when he wants, he will surely bless me. Let us remain patient in Krishna's service. That very good example Prabhupada gives, that a young girl, when she gets married, naturally she wants children. Of course, people in the modern age are trained to be rakshasas. So they don't want children. They think contraception, abortion, no children, kill the children. But it's natural that a woman, she liked to have children. But she can't go to her husband after 1 week and say, look, I'm married 1 week and we don't have any children yet. She has to be patient, at least 9 months. She can't say after 9 days, where is my child? Everything takes a little time. So we've been in Maya for millions and millions of lifetimes. Anadi. Since time immemorial. So we can't expect that I'll chant Hare Krishna and very quickly I'll get pure Krishna consciousness. But let us remain patient. We should have the faith, if I continue in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will surely bless me. So we should remain enthusiastic and determined. Not for a few days or a few years, but throughout our lives. You see, Prabhupada, he was so patient. All his life he was preaching Krishna consciousness. Even in his household life he was preaching. Then he became Vanaprastha, not officially, but he took on the life of a Vanaprastha. He was working so hard to spread Krishna consciousness. But there was very little response. The Prabhupada remained enthusiastic and determined. He went on preaching. Despite no support, no real interest, he remained patient. And the result? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chanting and dancing all over the world. Prabhupada's pleasure. Prabhupada's glory. Utsahan nischad dharyat. Tat tat karma pravartanat. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes bhakti anukul karma pravartan. Performing, taking up activities which are favorable for the execution of devotional service. In other words, following the rules and regulations. Doing whatever is necessary for advancing in devotion. Asat changa visarjan. Giving up bad association. This is again and again described. This is described, one of the things that is detrimental to our devotional service is janasangha, associating with non-devotees. And again, in the list of things which are favorable for devotional service, it is said, asatsanga tyag. In the list of things which are favorable, it's giving up the association non-devotees. Sangha tyaga. It's a very important point, which is discussed more in the upcoming songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhakti shadacha. Means the proper activities of devotional service. Satovritte, following in the footsteps of great devotees. So there isn't that much difference between tat tat karma pravartanat and satovritte. One means taking up the rules, one is translated by Prabhupada as following the rules and regulations of devotional service. Tat tat karma pravartanat. And the other one is satovritte. Prabhupada translates satovritte as following in the footsteps of great devotees. So, bhakti sadacha means, sat means that which is correct or proper or pure. Correct or proper or pure. There's one shloka in the Vishnu Purana describing what is sadacha. And the first line I can't remember. Sat chabda sadhu pachaka tesham acharanam yastu sadachara. Sadachara ya uchate. Just the first line, I can't remember. Anyway, it means that the behavior of pure devotees, that is called sadacha. Sadhava kshina doshastu satchabda sadhu vachaka tesham acharanam yastu sadachara yuchate. Sadhava kshina doshastu. Those who are pure devotees, they're free from all faults. And the proper use of the word sat refers to such saintly persons. This word sat you'll find many times. It's a very important word in the Bhagavad Gita also. Om tat sat iti nirdesho brahmanastri utangri. Om tat sat is three words, very important. Om tat sat. Sat means that which is pure, that which is good, that which is proper. So sometimes the word sat or sadacha or sadhu is referred to ordinary morals or an ordinarily moral person. But the real meaning of sat is pure devotional service, pure devotion. And the real sadhu, the word sadhu and sat, sadhava, all these words they're related. Sadhu means a pure devotee. And sadacha means the behavior of pure devotees. So we should see what is the behavior of pure devotees, how they are decorated with all good qualities, and follow in their footsteps. So bhakti sadacha, eichoi gun, nahilo amar na. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says these six qualities, namely enthusiasm for devotional service, determination, patience, following the regulated principles, giving up bad association, and following in the footsteps of great devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear Lord, I never had any of these. I don't have these. Kemane bhajibo tamar charan chariya mayar shat. Then, without having these qualities, how can I worship your lotus feet? How can I give up the association of maya? Rahito achare rahilam maji nakarenu sadhu sanga. Garhito achare means most abominable, despicable behavior. I've remained absorbed in most despicable behavior. I didn't associate with devotees. Loye sadhu besh ane upadeshi ebaro maya ronga. He says, but despite the fact that I'm such a nonsense rascal, we should always remember this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's humility. He is teaching us by taking the position of a conditioned soul. So, he says, despite being so, I have the audacity to dress as a saintly person. Audacity means the shamelessness. Despite the fact that I'm so bad, I shamelessly dress myself as a devotee. In spite of being such a nonsense, I shamelessly dress myself as a devotee. Not only that, but I give instructions to others. You should do this, you should do that. As if I'm a great devotee. This is a big joke of Maya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. That here I am, such a nonsense, and I'm thinking myself a big guru. Ehan ehino dashai ahuituki kripa tomar paibo hari. In this condition, I want your causeless mercy. In this way, I will attain to you, O Lord Sri Hari. Sri Guru Ashraye Dakibo Tomai Kabe Ba Minoti Kori. He says that taking shelter at the lotus feet of a guru, of my guru, when will I call out to you praying like this? So, very important point. He's praying out to Krishna for his help, but he's also taking shelter of guru. Not that neglecting guru. So he's praying, when will I pray? So we should think, when will we pray like this? Actually, we should beat our heads on the wall. We should be Why am I not Krishna conscious? Why am I such a nonsense? Why do I spend all my day serving Krishna but I never think of Krishna once? Why am I attached to sense gratification? Why don't I give up my material attachments? Why don't I cry for Krishna? When will I pray like this? We should at least pray that, my dear Lord Hari, when will I pray for that day? We should cry for Krishna. Krishna, I'm such a rotten fool, rascal. Why am I not serving you? Why am I not surrendering? We're not crying for Krishna. We're crying for Maya. Oh, when will I enjoy more sense gratification? So this is very shameful. We should feel shame. We should spend some time, just look in our hearts. Why sometime? All the time. But at least sometimes we can set some time aside. It's good to be busy in Krishna's service. We should always be busy in Krishna's service. But it's good to take some time sometimes, and just be a little introspective. Look at my heart. What is going on in the heart department? If we look, we may feel ashamed. Oh, I'm still attached to so much lust and greed. I have so many material desires. We should look. What is the condition of our heart? Krid kama roga. Everyone has got heart disease. Not this physical heart disease, but the disease is called Hrid Kama Roga, means the disease of lust. How will I enjoy this material world? Particularly karma, that means material desires, all material desires, but particularly sexual desires, which are very detrimental. So let us look at our hearts. What is our diseased condition? And pray to Krishna, please help me. Without your help, I have no way. Krishna, please help me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us to pray. We are so much neophyte and fallen, we don't even know how to pray to Krishna. Krishna is our very best friend. We are so forgetful of him, we don't even know how to speak to our very best friend. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us, conditioned souls, how to pray to Krishna. Is there any question?
How to develop
dance in kirtan. Dance, dance. And study Prabhupada's books. Then when we understand why we are doing what we are doing, then we should be enthusiastic and associate with enthusiastic devotees. You're the leader here, you have to be enthusiastic. If you're not enthusiastic, then no one else will be enthusiastic. So if you don't feel enthusiastic, be enthusiastic anyway. Stop thinking about whether or not I should be enthusiastic and just be enthusiastic. Many times devotees ask this question, how to this, how to that. Actually, I'm not very expert at psychology, and I have a distaste for it also. Analyzing what's going on in the mind and all this kind of thing. So I can't give you a very good psychoanalytic answer. My answer is just do it. Just be enthusiastic. It's not difficult. It's not, if you think, well, this and that, and you try to make this adjustment and that adjustment, just be enthusiastic. It's not very difficult. If you're chanting, not feeling enthusiastic, then chant loudly. Hare Krishna. Chant loudly. Everything comes. Everything is here. Our spiritual life is here. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevala. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. If we chant nicely, hearing, praying, chanting means we're also praying, then all qualities, enthusiasm automatically will come. Your spiritual life is in your bead bag. Any other question?
How to develop humility?
Another how to.
If our mind is attached to criticism or the other devotees,
then you have to turn your mind around. If critical of devotees, very good, serve them. Another question.
Can you describe your first meeting with Srila Prabhupada?
Yes, I first met Srila Prabhupada in the form of Krishna Book Volume 2. Prabhupada is non-different from his books. I first met Prabhupada in the form of Krishna Book Volume 2, which is also non-different from Krishna. And I didn't know what was going to happen to me by reading that book. And I still don't know everything about what's going to happen to me. But certainly whatever happened to me is much better than anything else that happened to me in millions of lifetimes before. So you should go out and give Prabhupada's books to everybody. Let them also have the chance to meet Prabhupada. Any other question?
How to?
Another how to. Chant Hare Krishna. What are you proud of?
When we feel in spiritual purification,
then you feel proud. So you think you've reached the level of Rupa Goswami? Maybe? Almost on the level of Rupa Goswami? Well, if you do, you're in a big illusion. And if you're not, you've got nothing to be proud about. And even if you are on the level of Rupa Goswami wasn't proud, because he was so advanced, he was very humble. So if you feel spiritual purification and become proud, that means that your purification is all an illusion. So because purification means becoming free from pride. So if you feel pride, you can just understand you're in a big illusion. Then you can stop being proud.
During 2 years, she used to take cold shower, and after that, devotee told her that it's not good for her.
That's true. I'm only saying you have to go through these difficulties because there may not be any arrangement for anything else. But actually, very cold water, it's not good for health, especially in the winter. So there may not be any other arrangement, but actually some arrangement should be made. Otherwise, all the devotees will get sick. I know myself, from personal experience, that we used to go on traveling Sankirtan in England, and always cold. Of course, not cold like Russia, but cold enough. And we'd go for days on end in below zero temperature, out on the street, all day, and we'd sleep in the van at night, and that was that was also very cold. It'd all be ice on the inside of the van in the morning. So I went on like this for some time, taking cold bath in the morning. But after some time, I got very sick. It means I got this arthritic problem, so I couldn't go on Sankirtan anymore. So it would have been better if I'd have looked after the health better. So when we say cold shower, it's best not to take very cold, and very hot is also not good. Cool water is best. Even hot water, if it's warmer, it's not very good either. Because when you finish, then you feel cold. But if the water is a little cool, then we feel refreshed. And after taking bath, then we feel warm. So that's true. Very cold water is not good.
He would like to ask you, did you see Krishna personally, even once?
I am seeing you are seeing. Is Krishna not here? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Seeing, everyone can see. But our appreciation, that is the point. A non-devotee, he sees deity is stone or brass. And devotee sees this is Krishna. Devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere in everything. Vasoham apsukantaya means even the taste of water we can appreciate Krishna. But actually the real question is not seeing Krishna. The real question is serving Krishna. Pure devotee, he doesn't ask, Krishna, Krishna, you must show yourself to me. But he wants to serve Krishna. So everyone should try to serve Krishna, not to see Krishna. And if you serve Krishna, then suddenly you will see Krishna always. Atashri Krishna, this very important verse, Atashri Krishna nama dinabha ved grahyam indriyai sivan mukhe hi jivado swayameva spurati yada, means that Krishna cannot be understood by our blunt material senses. Blunt means gross material senses. But when our senses become purified by serving Krishna, then Krishna will be very kind to reveal himself to us.
Several questions
in such a short.
How often can you visit Russia, and how many of you have disciples in Russia?
It's like biodata. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. How often do I visit Russia? I came first in 96, second time in 94, third time in 95, and I'm planning to come in 96. How many disciples do I have in Russia? One initiated disciple. Next question.
Thank you, disciples.
I'm not against. Let's see. Then? That's a funny question. Avinashi to Tadvidhi Yena Sarvam Idam Tatam. Why not this body? This particular bag of bones fell out of the womb of its mother 38 years ago. How old is your bag of bones? You're 54 years dead. Smriti means death, yeah. Mrityu. Every moment that goes is one moment closer to death. So don't waste time. Use our time to serve Krishna. All right, what other? Is that all our questions finished?
Yeah.
Okay, there's another question, someone? Who is that? Yeah. Lot of what? What mentality? Don't care. Oh, load carrying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. There are two kinds of devotees. There are two kinds of devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. One is called Bharavahi, which means he's carrying a load, carrying a weight. The other is called Saragrahi, which means he accepts the essence. So load-carrying devotee means he's performing devotional service, but he has so many material attachments. So he's performing devotional service, but he's still thinking how to be happy in this material world. Or he's thinking how to enjoy impersonal liberation. So this is like a heavy weight which stops his proper advancement in Krishna consciousness. Like someone's trying to walk on a road, but he has a heavy, heavy weight to carry. It's like someone's carrying a bag of rocks. Now, someone may ask, why are you carrying those rocks? Where are you going? I'm going back to Kothai. Where are you going? I'm going back to Godhead. What's that you're carrying? They're rocks, big heavy bag. Well, that's why you're going so slowly. You're trying to walk, but you have this heavy, heavy bag of rocks. So why don't you just give up these rocks? No, I've had these for many, many lifetimes. I don't want to give them up. I'm very attached. So those rocks are like material attachments. They're completely useless to us. They stop our proper progress. But because we've had them for so much time, we don't want to give them up. Therefore, we need a spiritual master to come and scream at us. You're a fool. Give up those rocks. Leave them behind. Oh, but I've had them for so many lifetimes. You don't understand how attached I am to these rocks. My lovely rocks. You fool, you rascal! Give it up! Give it up! All right, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And put my rocks. Let me just take a few of them. You fool! Give it up, you rascal! Maybe I could just keep a few. My spiritual master won't see. I'll keep them under. The other kind of devotee is called Sargrahi. Sar means essence. It literally means, just like when you boil the milk, that cream comes on the top. This word you'll find comes often in our Vaishnav literature. Saram Saram Udaharitam said that Shukadev Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam is just like nectar. Shukadev Goswami received that from Vyasadeva, his father, and he extracted the cream of the cream from it. And again, that in Vibhata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohoraho Rasayam. What is that? Huh? What is that verse? Nigama Kalpatra Galitam Phalam Shukamakadamrita Travasam Vibhata Bhagavatam Rasam Mohoraho Rasayam. No, it's not in that verse. Some of them. Anyway, many verses it comes. Sara means the essence. Grahi means one who accepts. So one who accepts the essence of devotional service. That devotional service is not meant for our happiness. But we're supposed to perform Krishna consciousness devotional service for the happiness of Krishna. And that therefore I should surrender to Krishna fully without reservations. He is Sargrahi. So this movement is meant for training people to be Sargrahis, not Bharavahis. Vahi. Give up your rocks.
But how to become free from attentive?
That practice, inattentive means what is that is the condition of the mind. Chanchalam himana Krishna pramati balavadridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayor eva sudushkaram. Arjun, who is much more elevated than us in every way, what does he say? He says the mind is chanchalam. Chanchalam means it's always moving here and there. One word for lightning is chanchalam, for lightning. Lightning means when there's a storm, you see the light goes in one place, then another place. The lightning you see one place, then another place, then another place. So that is chanchala, always moving here and there. So the mind is flickering and unsteady and very strong and powerful. And to control it seems to be more difficult than controlling the wind. This was Arjuna's complaint to Krishna, that you're asking me to control the mind. What impossible thing you're asking me to do? So Krishna agreed. He agreed that the mind is very difficult to control. Asangshayam mahabaho mana da nigraham chalam. He says, definitely, I agree with you. It's definitely a fact. that to control the mind is very difficult. But there is a process that Krishna has given. Otherwise, what is the point of Krishna being the guru of Arjuna if he cannot give the process by which he can be delivered? And if the mind cannot be controlled, then what are we doing here anyway? If it's impossible, then we might as well just forget our Krishna consciousness. We might as well just go and drink beer and do whatever nonsense we like. But because there is hope in, because there is the possibility, because it is possible to become spiritually perfect, therefore we have taken up Krishna consciousness. So Krishna agrees to control the mind is very difficult. But there is a process to control the mind. That is abhyasena tu kaunteya, practice. Vairagyena cha grihyate, and be practice controlling the mind and practice renunciation. Renunciation means to give up the rocks. And what is the practice to control the mind? Jai Gaur Nitai. That Krishna also describes, yato yato nischalati manas manascho nigraham chalam tatast tatast tato niyam yaitad atna neva vishangmiyat. He says that the mind is always going here, dung, then there, dung, dung. The mind is always going somewhere else. Bring it back, under the control of the self. This is the practice. Actually, there's how to control the mind. These are mechanical processes. These are very helpful. But the ultimate process is Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo, to fix the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. We should fix our consciousness in devotional service. Try to do something for Krishna. Think, what? Now, I may die at any moment, so I should be ready for that. Now, say, I live for another 30 years. I live a normal lifespan, 30, 40 years more. What am I going to do for Krishna in that time? Now the Sankirtan movement is spreading all over the world. It is a great opportunity to help people to become Krishna conscious. So let me try to assist in this Sankirtan movement. Make some plans that let me try to do this. Let me make myself a good... Maybe you are a little bit young devotee to start making such plans. So, but at this stage, get yourself ready. Study Prabhupada's books very carefully. Learn shlokas. Try to develop all the Vaishnava qualities. And later you'll see what plan Krishna has for you. Make yourself ready to be a preacher. Now you can preach also. But when you come to the point that by knowledge and realization, you can go anywhere in the world and speak with any people, then you can be considered to be a consummate or accomplished preacher. Accomplished preacher. Advanced preacher. Prepare yourself to do something significant for Krishna. Have an ambition how to do very good service for Krishna. Then if you have such an idea, then automatically, if that idea is in your mind, then you're always thinking of that. A goal to our life. Of course, we all have the goal to become pure devotees, go back to Godhead. But we should have, even within, that's a very broad spectrum. Know what that means?
I know.
That's a very broad spectrum. But we should be a little more focused. So just concentrate. How to improve my life to do something significant for Krishna. And you'll be enlivened by such a possibility. By such a prospect. So then automatically you won't think of Maya because you're more excited about Krishna consciousness. There are many, many wonderful things to be done in Krishna's service. So take up something, make your life successful, and automatically the mind will be controlled. If we have a higher goal. One more question, if there is any. Otherwise we'll finish here. All right, so we'll finish there. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.